This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Madam Speaker, the President of Ukraine.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told the U.S. Congress on Wednesday that tens of billions of dollars of aid it had approved to help it fight a Russian invasion was not charity, but rather an investment in global security.
Against all odds and doom and gloom scenarios, Ukraine didn't fall. Ukraine is alive and kicking.
In his first visit out of the country since the war began in February, Zelensky told lawmakers in the House of Representatives chamber that he hoped they would continue to support Ukraine on a bipartisan basis. Russia announced an ambitious plan to beef up its military from 1 million to 1.5 million and create multiple new units. It's an attempt to bolster forces that have lost momentum and many soldiers in the war in Ukraine. Russian Defense Ministry Sergei Shoigu declared Wednesday that the country needs a force of 1.5 million to guarantee Russia's security. The military currently has about 1 million soldiers. That compares with China's force of 2 million and the U.S. force of 1.4 million. The Biden administration is slapping sanctions on Iran's chief prosecutor and others who support the country's security forces for their roles on the ongoing violent crackdown of government protests. The U.S. Treasury Department announced Wednesday it's targeting the prosecutor general of Iran, two senior commanders in Iran's Revolutionary Guard, and two members of the paramilitary volunteer groups that helped